Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm CBS News Chief Washington Correspondent Major Garrett, and you're invited to The Takeout, no reservations required. Every weeknight, our podcast serves up a balanced menu of politics, policy, and pop culture. The day's happenings with curiosity, informality, and humor. Serious discussion, but we don't take ourselves too seriously. Follow and listen to The Takeout with me, Major Garrett, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Veneria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Veneria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
We have a busy week ahead of us, and just a programming note, on June 20th, live at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey, for our first live show of the summer. Now, the president is speaking right now. Speaker Mike Johnson's there at the White House. We'll see if they take questions. If they do, we will certainly jump in. They're talking about these accounts that they're setting up for parents to be able to invest money, government money from their kids. It's kind of complicated. I don't really understand exactly. But the bottom line is that nothing like that's going to happen until they get all of this through Congress with the One Big Beautiful Bill. And there's a lot of opposition to this in particular in the Senate. Tomorrow is primary day in New Jersey, and then we're off to the races for the November election. It was funny. I ran into Chairman Michael Whatley today, the RNC chairman. I was up in New York, and he was getting ready to go on America's Newsroom. I was going on America's Newsroom after him. We chatted for a little bit. Tell you what, he's coming on the show Wednesday. He feels really, really good about the chances of flipping New Jersey this fall. Really good about it. So that gives me hope. It does. And I heard Scott Presser on with Dom about the early mail-in registration. Look, the Democrats have a huge advantage. I'm not surprised by that. I'm not surprised by that at all. There's more Democrats, registered Democrats in New Jersey than there are Republican, registered Republicans. But the other thing, too, is that, like, I mean, I'm a registered Republican voter. I'm not voting early in a primary, like maybe in the general, but the primary, nah, I'll just show up on Tuesday. It's not a big deal. So I'm not worried about that at all in the least. The trick to winning New Jersey is not flipping Democrats, because but there's a lot of people who are unaffiliated. They're not registered to either party, or they're independent voters. And then the other problem is Republicans staying home, because quite frankly, in 2021, last time we had the governor's race, 400,000 Republicans stayed home because there was that Monmouth University poll. I still think that guy should be in prison for this. Serious prison. Lock him up. Throw away the key. Patrick Murray, and 400,000 Republicans stayed home because they thought that his royal ruggedness, King Philip the Unaccountable, had a double-digit lead over Jack Cittarelli. I was at an event that weekend. My buddy of mine was saying, I'm not voting on Tuesday. Murphy's going to run away with it. He's got a double-digit lead. I said, no, he doesn't. And Jack wound up only losing by less than 3%. But 400,000 registered Republicans did not show up to vote because they didn't think that the election was close. That's not going to happen this time around. So anyway, that's that. But on the national level, you know, as you look at all this stuff with these protests in California, these are people who are agitating and they're throwing rocks at cops and their police cars. And it's funny today, you know, the guy who drove me home from New York, real nice guy. Black guy, law enforcement and his family. And he was saying, you know, he's like, what are these cops supposed to do? They gotta be able to defend themselves. They gotta be able to fight back. And they also have to be able to be safe, because they are getting it. I mean, they're getting attacked. You have people there that are agitating. They're purposely trying to agitate to cause confrontations. And so California is now suing the Trump administration for sending in the National Guard to squash the riots. Which is insane, because, I mean, you would think that California would be happy about that. They'd say, hey, thanks for the help. We appreciate it. We're strapped thin as it is. Crime's already very high in California. You're sending the National Guard. Thanks. We appreciate the help. They don't want the help. And Newsom is figuring out now that this is his opportunity where he can make his mark to then turn around and be the guy to say, oh, yeah, I crossed Trump. I went to jail over it. Oh, he would love it. He'd love nothing more. My advice is don't arrest Gavin Newsom. Don't do that. Don't do that. You want to arrest somebody, arrest Maxine Waters. That's fine. You want to arrest Adam Schiff. That's fine. There's all these people if you want to arrest them for a publicity stunt, but not him. Not him, because he will literally use that and parlay it into becoming the Democrat nominee for president. I don't want him to be. I'd rather have Maxine Waters be the Democrat nominee for president. Newsom worries me. He scares me because he's such a chameleon, malleable chameleon. And, you know, and by the way, I don't mean when I say arrest somebody, I'm tongue in cheek about it. I'm saying if you really wanted to arrest somebody, arrest one of those losers because they're going nowhere politically. But this guy has a reasonable chance of running and then fooling America into believing he's some sort of a moderate because people have short memories and he's really good. He's got a silver tongue, as they say. So no, he would love it. I mean, he would love it. I wouldn't be surprised if he does something purposely to kind of push the needle on this. I wouldn't doubt it. Don't put anything past him. But what's also very interesting about what we're watching here in California with these demonstrations is that the president learned the lesson from 2020 when they had the Summer of Love after George Floyd and America was set on fire, and he didn't send in the National Guard. He just let cities burn, and they were blue cities and blue states. But you got to remember something. As much as these states are run by Democrats, there are still people that live there that are not insane. Why they vote for these people, I don't know, but they do. And California is a great example. I mean, you got millions of Republicans that live there. They don't want their state to be destroyed. So if the governor's not going to send in the cavalry to do something about it, well, then the president can. And the president's within his legal authority to do it. You can't use the Posse Comitatus Act says you can't use military for law enforcement purposes, but president has the right to federalize the National Guard in these kind of efforts to protect federal law enforcement and federal facilities, just like how they called up the National Guard to escort black children into schools in Little Rock, Arkansas, because the local authorities were not letting those kids in. So, yeah, I mean, the president has the authority to federalize the National Guard and use them for purposes like this. That's not the same as using them for law enforcement purposes. And that's the big distinction with all this. So there's that and what's going on. But I mean, I think most Americans see what's happening in Los Angeles right now. And they don't think these are mostly peaceful protests, despite the media saying that over and over again, because they can see. And Bill Malusian from Fox News has done a great job of documenting this. I mean, he's driving a car, had a brick thrown at his windshield. Is it the majority of people? No, but it's the agitators who cause the violence and the agitators that cause the confrontations. And they're looking for confrontations. That's what they want. They want that. And now, since the Democrats are out there saying we don't want the National Guard here, then look for those confrontations to increase because the agitators know they've got Newsom and the Democrats on their side. So they're going to turn around and do more things to try to agitate the National Guard and law enforcement, hoping for more encounters, more violence, and then maybe they'll get their dream and somebody will actually die because they would love that too. And they can say, you see Trump's America, the destruction that's happening. What are these people protesting? They're protesting deportations. I mean, that's what it comes down to. They're not happy that ICE is deporting people. They're not happy that ICE is deporting people and they're angry about that. But that's the job of Immigration and Customs Enforcement is to deport people. And protesting against these deportations is one thing, but actively going out there and trying to attack them and their vehicles and also trying to dox them and everything else they're doing, that's not protest. Now you've crossed the line. We know what the line is. And we understand, you know, and I'm sure that there are protesters there who are sincere and they're not trying to cause any violence and they genuinely believe in their cause. But when you have people setting cars on fire and you have people causing destruction, what are you supposed to do? You just let it burn? The problem is if you do let it burn, then that's not fair to everybody else who lives and works there and has to go on about their lives and they can't have that. So if the governor's not going to do something about it, well, the president has to do something about it. He didn't start this. He didn't. Newsom's acting like he started this by deporting people. Well, yeah, he started this by enforcing the law. Okay, so fair enough. Like, if that's what you consider starting this, then yeah, he did. He started this by enforcing the law. Imagine that. A president who takes an oath to take care that the laws are faithfully executed is actually now taking care that the laws are faithfully executed. And what happens? You get this happening. They have these Waymo cars, these self-driving cars. They've stopped operating altogether. And a lot of them were because they were destroyed. They were burned by the rioters in Los Angeles. They set them on fire. So these people are out there. The mayor of Los Angeles, Karen Bass, doesn't want to do anything about it. Newsom doesn't want to do anything about it. So the president says, all right, I'm calling up the National Guard. I owe it to all the Americans who live there and work there who do not want this. And I have an obligation to keep the peace. And these are federal law enforcement officers who are being targeted here. So if the local units are not going to protect the feds, well, then the feds have to protect the feds. It's not that complicated. It really isn't. Pretty basic when you break it down, isn't it? You've got federal law enforcement officers who are under attack by crazy rioters and the governor and the mayor not letting the local law enforcement do anything about it. What choice does the president have? He's got to protect those ICE officers. He's got to protect them from the craziness and the chaos. It's not like he can just sit back and do nothing. I mean, he could. But that's also not fair to just the average American citizens who live there, work there, pay taxes, pay federal taxes. I mean, they pay federal taxes, too, and they don't want this happening in their country. Put yourself in their shoes. You live in Los Angeles, you live in the area, and you just want to go to work, and you want to get your kids, and you want to go about your life, and you got this craziness happening, and nobody's doing anything about it. But hell, you pay taxes, you pay a lot of taxes, and you pay federal taxes, and you go, well, somebody do something about this. If the LAPD can't, if the California State Police can't, well, then the National Guard should. Somebody should end this nonsense. I would want that. I think you'd want that, too. And then the left turns around and goes, oh, Trump is trying to start a civil war. How's he trying to start a civil war? And how does the civil war break out exactly? In what context does that happen? Is California going to secede from the union because they want all this political violence to happen? All right, I say good, let them. They want out. Bye. Take care. See ya. They say they're the eighth largest economy in the world. All right, so then you'll be just fine. Go. You can have your own country, but they're going to have to raise taxes on everybody to be a self-sustaining country. I don't think they want to do that. I don't think we'd fight them. I wouldn't fight them. I'd say if California wants to leave, if they want to secede from the union, I say let them. Go. Go ahead. Be your own island over there. And it's one. And that's a lot of electoral votes now. The Democrats just lost. Take that all off the table. Think about it. I mean, what, 54 electoral votes, if I'm not mistaken, 54, 56, like that, in that range, that ballpark? That's a lot of electoral college votes you're just immediately wiping off the table. So, wow. That means the Democrats now are starting at such a disadvantage, even just going into 2028, let alone 2032, and they actually do the census and reallocate the electoral votes. Man, U.S. California and that chunk of change vis-a-vis the electoral college. You gotta make that up somewhere. Where are you making that up, out of curiosity? So California's not going anywhere. California's not going to leave the union. So what's going to happen is in a few days, this will die down because the National Guard's on the scene and they're going to do their best to quell it. Newsom wants to cross Trump on this, but the majority of Americans are clearly on the president's side. Even as this was happening on Sunday, the polls were coming out showing that a majority of Americans are on the side of the president when it comes to immigration. When it comes to deporting people, when it comes to getting rid of illegal immigrants, and the Democrats continue to choose these political sides. It's just, it's so politically mind-bogglingly stupid as I watch this. I think, man, like, you, first of all, you're dying on this hill with this Kilmer Abrego Garcia guy. You're dying on a hill here with the standing up to violent protesters and standing up for them. You're challenging the president who's trying to maintain law and order. I mean, what are you thinking here? Is this really where you want to be? And then the usual crazy people like Maxine Waters and the others come out and they all start with their nonsense because they're all hoping to become famous. Let's be honest. This is what the president said today on the White House lawn. Let's begin with cut number one as he was talking about these L.A. riots. Take a listen.
Tell you about the people causing all the problems in L.A.
Are they people ISIS trying to deport, or are they professional agitators?
The people that are causing the problem are professional agitators. They're insurrectionists. They're bad people. They should be in jail. Thank you.
Yeah, they should be in jail. And they are professional protesters, and don't think for a second they're not. There are groups that fund this kind of activity. There's a lot of money out there. You got to realize something. There's a whole lot of money out there. For political causes, there's a lot of it. And not all of it is used for peaceful purposes. A lot of this money is used for the purpose of, yes, having professional paid agitators. Absolutely. 100%. You'd be crazy not to think that in this day and age. There's billions of dollars are spent every year in political causes vis-a-vis elections and funding think tanks and NGOs and all the other stuff. Private donors writing checks, big billionaires, people like George Soros and others. And a lot of that money gets trickled into groups that plan to go onto the streets and have these kind of confrontations. Yes. Absolutely, they're organized that way. Not all of them. Sometimes it's organic. Sometimes it's just a knucklehead with a rock or a knucklehead with a Molotov cocktail. And a lot of times it's not. A lot of times it's organized agitators who do this because that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to evoke a confrontation. You don't see this, though, on the right. You don't. I mean, the left loves to bring up January 6th, but you just don't see this on the right. You don't see protests that turn into this kind of violence. You don't. You see people who protest, but they don't end up with burned down courthouses and police cars that are on fire and cops getting rocks thrown at their heads. And it doesn't happen. So. But a CNN panel is clearly flustered after President Trump called the L.A. rioters a bunch of insurrectionists, which, of course, he said that on purpose. And they did not like that. He was like, he said it on purpose. They bought right into it, of course, because that's what they do. He throws the bait like a fish, and they get hooked right away. Cut number two.
What does your intel tell you about these people causing all the problems in L.A.?
Are they
people ISIS trying to deport, or are they professional agitators?
The people that are causing the problem are professional agitators. They're insurrectionists. They're bad people. They should be in jail. Thank you.
It's like you queued him up, Priscilla. That word he used, they're insurrectionists. That I can't imagine that was an accident, because it seems as though that is the place that the White House is trying to get. And for the president, it's icing on the cake that he can do it in the state of California, because on a whole host of issues, he has had California, Gavin Newsom in particular, in his sights. The question he was asked was about Newsom daring Tom Homan to come and arrest Newsom. And the president responded, I would do it. And then he said, Gavin wants the publicity.
This is a very serious word that's being thrown around now, insurrection. Mm-hmm. That's a rebellion of the states or people in the states against the federal government. That is not something to be trifled with. If, for example, to your point, the president were to invoke the Insurrection Act, I think we would have yet another legal morass. It would be another instance of the way that the White House is trying to declare emergencies or insurrections in order to unlock vast powers which most presidents don't have access to. More broadly, the immigration issue, that is the track that we're going down with this administration.
I love it. I mean, What powers is he going to unlock exactly? What super secret powers is he trying to unlock here that most presidents don't have access to? I'm just curious. Like the kind of powers that Biden used during COVID when he mandated you had to wear a mask to get on an airplane, or you had to take a COVID shot if you wanted to be if you're in the military, or if you wanted to enter a federal building, you had to show you were vaccinated, or you mean like those kind of vast powers presidents have? Fire federal employees who wouldn't take the COVID shot, like things like that, for example. I mean, I'm asking for a friend, you know, or the vast powers that governors and mayors seem to have when they can say you can't go into a restaurant without a mask on, or you can't go see a show without proof of a COVID shot. Kids can't go to school. Like, those kind of vast powers that governors and mayors and presidents have, things like that, for example. I mean, again, I'm just, you know, just curious. I mean, I remember a video during COVID, a couple of Septicops pulling a guy off a bus and arresting him because he wasn't wearing a mask. Remember that? It didn't get a lot of attention. And that guy I defended him because I said, this is ridiculous. There's no law that says you have to wear a mask on a bus. But apparently it was some sort of a declaration that was issued by somebody. And then somebody then.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm CBS News Chief Washington Correspondent Major Garrett, and you're invited to The Takeout, no reservations required. Every weeknight, our podcast serves up a balanced menu of politics, policy, and pop culture. The day's happenings with curiosity, informality, and humor. Serious discussion, but we don't take ourselves too seriously. Follow and listen to The Takeout with me, Major Garrett, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The president's taking questions. Why don't we jump in here and listen to the president as we continue along on the show here.
Los Angeles and in California, that we did what we did. We got it just in time. It's still simmering a little bit, but not very much. Yeah, please. A crime has he committed? I think his primary crime is running for governor because he's done such a bad job. What he's done to that state is like what Biden did to this country. And that's pretty bad. It's the wrong philosophy. Hundreds of thousands of illegal immigrants, many of them prisoners. They're taking up your health care. They're taking up your space in schools. They're taking up your hospital. And in many cases, they're criminals. And we have to do something about it. And we're doing something about it. I want to thank the incredible Patriots of ICE and Tom Holman, who has been incredible, and Kristi Noem, likewise incredible. The job they're doing, and it's like an unforced error. There was no reason for this. 21 million people were allowed into our country, and many of those people were criminals. And it's a shame. It's a shame. But we're getting them out. And I will say, I think it's a 95-5 issue. Just like so many other issues, 95-5. And the Democrats lost an election in a landslide because they're on the wrong side of the issues. I mean, it's not even conceivable that somebody would do the kind of things that he did. And then, you know, you talk about projects. They want to build a train going from San Francisco to L.A., and it's costing hundreds of billions of dollars more than they thought it was going to cost. It's not even believable. To Brad and to people sitting here, would you believe that a train, it was going to cost X dollars and it might be 100 times X?
Would have paid for this for about 50 million American children.
You're right. You're
50
right.
million American children instead of a 3-mile train track that never got built.
We could have put Lincoln in charge with no experience. He would have done a good job. I guarantee you that. All right, please.
President Trump being asked about Governor Gavin Newsom. They've had a pretty spirited back and forth.
All right, so there you go. And we will see what happens. But as you can imagine, Gavin Newsom is screaming that democracy is in the balance. And that is the big story of the hour, brought to you by my buddy, Dr. Mike Venaria, VenariaDental.com. Don't go to the closest dentist. Go to the best dentist. That's Dr. Mike with two convenient locations in Cinnaminson and Woodbury. Schedule your free implant consultation today at VenariaDental.com. All right, big show for you today. Lots of great guests. We're just getting started. It's going to be a busy one. It's going to be a busy week. Don't go away.
The Rich Scioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm CBS News Chief Washington Correspondent Major Garrett, and you're invited to The Takeout, no reservations required. Every weeknight, our podcast serves up a balanced menu of politics, policy, and pop culture. The day's happenings with curiosity, informality, and humor. Serious discussion, but we don't take ourselves too seriously. Follow and listen to The Takeout with me, Major Garrett, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.